headphones.
Sehr entspannt auf der Couch.
If you're gorgeous, I think that you should do something of your life that is not like, look at me, I'm gorgeous. Like, do something real. Do a radio show criticizing everyone. that's real.
If there's a fact out there, Guillermo will know it.
Hyenas, as everybody knows, are the animals that have the largest...
Really? Oh my god, who knew this? Who? Only you would find these strange facts.
I love swimming, and when I swim, I'm a better person. Because I'm less stressed, I'm less snarky, which, you know...
Get this guy a pool ASAP right now.
What's your typical mistake?
I eat like a pig.
Are you too ashamed of it to share it?
I want to correct that. I eat like 4 pigs, because a pig is, like, limiting.
This is The Typical Mistake with your host Guillermo Rubens and Vanessa Camazzi. Don't say we didn't warn you.
So I'm super excited because today I have my twin sister in studio.
Don't you say?
I do, and we're going to do a whole show today all about twins, so we've got some fun stories and quizzes lined up, and lots of good stuff. I think the number one question has to be the telepathy. Do you guys feel and sense it? I mean, everybody always wants to know that.
Okay. Yeah. Who's more outgoing?
Vanessa.
That's obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, obviously being on radio and TV and all the rest.
Who's more sensitive?
Vanessa.
Ah, really?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sensitive.
Okay.
She's a sensitive little flower.
Right. It's like if you go to Japan, there's actually no sushi rolls. It's just, it's all more sashimi nigiri.
Right.
But the sushi roll is something that just became more, it just doesn't exist in Japan.
Yes,
like, it's delicious. If I had to eat one, to pick one cuisine that I had to eat every day for the rest of my life, where you could not veer away from that, it would absolutely 100% be Mexican.
Oh, awesome. Each spaghetti.
All right, I know what you're bringing us for the next show then.
Okay.
All right, we will be right back, you guys. Now to commercial. It actually reminds me when once I was a waitress in college, and somebody asked me, can I order the chamomile tea?
Or chamomile.
Yeah, and I didn't have the guts to correct him. I was like, sure, one chamomile coming right up.
Why not?
So we have reward for our listeners today because we are going to be giving away Star Wars tickets. May the Force be with you.
Star Wars.
Wow. We're giving away 4 tickets, and it's going to be at Village Recoleta, and that's for tonight.
Tonight.
At 10:50. So you guys are going to have to... Look, Lucas, look at that awesome t-shirt. Oh, Lucas, I want that shirt.
Wow, nice.
Are you a big Star Wars fan, Gina? But today in studio, we have a very special guest. She is a luxury travel blogger, Leslie Murphy. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
What is that? What is a luxury travel blogger?
Well,
I want to know.
She has been living out of a suitcase 24/7, but I know she ain't mad about it. You guys, to all of our listeners tuning in now, you can check out her blog. Go to www.theroadlesstraveled.com. You might have also seen her on a little show called The Bachelor, where she holds a world record, but we'll talk more about that later.
That's my theory.
What is your theory?
Thin people like the summer and fat people like the winter.
I love the winter. I love the winter, you see?
It's a good rationale.
Okay, so we are going to cut to break, but when we get back, we've got more questions for Leslie, so stay tuned.
It was clear that she was from another
time. All right, guys, we are back, and Leslie, you've been such a sport about answering all of these questions. Window or aisle?
Window, absolutely.
Oh.
Beef or pasta?
Oh, beef.
Tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Wine or champagne?
Oh, wine.
Sleep or watch movies?
Sleep.
That's for the next. Thank you, Lucas.
All right, bye, guys.
Take care.
Ciao.